This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:37 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Chen Li. We're turning our attention down south to Singapore. Singapore's economy expanded by 3.7% on a year-on-year basis in the first quarter of 2022, exceeding the government's preliminary figure of 3.4% announced in April. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, the Southeast Asian Financial Hub's GDP grew by 0.7%, though, so a lot more modest figure.
Yep, and despite better than expected growth, the Ministry of Trade and Industry is still maintaining its 2022 GDP growth forecast of between 3 and 5%. It also said that it expects growth to come in at the lower half of this range, though, due to a weaker outlook for external demand amid uncertainties due to the war in Ukraine. Besides, we're also seeing rising food protectionism by other countries, with India considering limiting sugar exports while Malaysia banning the exports of chicken.
So would this pose higher risk of inflation for the Lion City that relies heavily on imports to meet domestic consumption demand? And after tightening its monetary policy three times since October, will we be seeing more tightening from the Central Bank of Singapore?
For some answers, we speak to Khun Goh, Head of Asia Research at ANZ Bank. Khun Goh, good morning. Always good to have you. So what are your reactions? Singapore charted 3.7% growth in the first quarter, but it did slow down from the 6.1% of Q4 last year. Was this in line with your expectations?
Good morning. The growth was pretty much in line with what I was expecting. Let's not forget the Singapore economy in aggregate has pretty much fully recovered from the pandemic impact. So going forward, it's only natural that growth will normalize as the economy is pretty much back on trend. And my forecast is I think the economy can grow at around 3 to 4% for this year, despite the challenging external environment.
The Singapore Ministry of Trade and Industry said that the external demand outlook has weakened considerably from 3 months ago. Which sectors of the economy are bearing the brunt of this? And conversely, which do you see staying resilient despite external headwinds?
Singapore's exports actually have been holding up quite well. Maybe we haven't really seen the full impacts of the external environment. We know there are supply chain constraints and restrictions in part due to the COVID situation in China as well. Now, so far, pharmaceutical exports have certainly slowed, but electronic exports have actually managed to hold up quite well. And I think the one sector that will definitely see a significant pickup is services related to travel and tourism now that Singapore has fully opened up its borders.
Yep. Have those issues met your expectations in terms of contributing to the recovery in Singapore, Khun?
Well, the given that the borders only really fully opened from 1 April, the rebound of that actually hasn't been captured in the Q1 GDP numbers. I think we'll definitely see that very clearly in this current quarter. And if you look at Singapore Airlines, for example, they reported their April passenger numbers recently, and they're carrying about 56% below pre-pandemic highs, and that's a significant rebound from practically zero passengers towards the same period last year.
So they are sort of operating on a low base there. We will see a bump in Q2. But something that's definitely brewing is the impact of food export bans by other countries, including Malaysia, with our chicken supply. How do you see this affecting Singapore's economy and food security?
Well, this is a significant concern. Singapore relies about a third of its supply of chickens from Malaysia, but importantly, most of the chicken imports from Malaysia are live chickens. It's not easy to just switch to another country, and the result will be either households or businesses will be forced to switch to other meat products or frozen, which won't be the same quality-wise, or the costs will be higher. And undoubtedly, we'll all be paying much higher prices for our chicken rice for lunch, unfortunately.
So in light of the latest guidance, have you revised your Singapore GDP projections for the year?
For now, I'm maintaining my forecast for Singapore at around 4%. I think it's still achievable given that the exports are resilient, as I mentioned. We're going to see a nice bounce in tourism and hospitality. And I think importantly, Singapore's going to increase GST from 1 January next year, and typically we tend to see a last-minute surge in purchases by households as they try and get in before prices go up. So that's going to give a nice year-end bump to growth.
Yeah, of course, the MAS has also been ahead of the curve in terms of tightening policy to respond to inflation. What's your sense of where inflation is going to trend for the rest of the year, Kun?
Inflation in Singapore is high, and unfortunately, it hasn't peaked yet. I expect inflation to continue to rise over the coming months as the effects of high food, energy prices, etc., continue to feed through. And as a result, even though the MAS has already tightened three times, I think their job is not quite done yet. And I think there's a possibility they might have to tighten further at their next scheduled review in October.
Kun, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Kun Goh, Head of Asia Research at ANZ Bank, giving us his outlook for the Singapore economy, sounding fairly optimistic that it can still achieve his forecast of 4% growth this year, but there are a lot of external headwinds ahead.
Yeah, I'm always quite amused by the fact that you can capture all the activity, all the energy, and all the productivity of an entire country of millions and millions of people in one small number with one decimal point. It's always seemed to me to be a little bit disingenuous, but it's a good indicator, I guess. And if it's a slowdown, it is a slowdown. And inflation is a real thing. And again, inflation itself in GDP is just one small number to encapsulate the entire country. I don't know, just speaking personally.
Well, of course, it's a very well-organized country.
It is, right?
Yeah, and if you remember, Lee Hsien Loong, he's going to step down, right? And you're going to have a possible new prime minister, of course, Lawrence Wong. And I'm actually very curious to see what new policies that he's going to bring, to the table here. So
he almost walked in, didn't he? Everybody's overwhelmingly in favour of him.
Yeah, so, let's see how that will pan out. We definitely have to chase his story.
Certainly. And if we look at how Singapore is doing, I would like to just draw attention to, I suppose, what's happening with regard to the export ban that was announced this week. It's going to come into force in 1st June. Already we see how eateries in Singapore, they're really rushing to try and secure those chicken supplies while they can. The analysts have said that probably fresh chicken is going to be a very luxurious commodity, I guess, after 1st June. But frozen chicken will still be available. Apart from Malaysia, Singapore also imports from Brazil and the US.
But frozen chicken will not taste as good, I think.
We had this discussion last night at my family dinner table, which we always have a robust discussion about a lot of things, right? So the wife was saying, chicken's going to be expensive. And then I just said, okay, well, what we're going to do, we're going to eat less meat. And that was
it. Ooh, maybe now's the time
job
to turn vegetarian.
Yeah. Not vegetarian necessarily, but maybe the ratio can be altered.
But hey, vegetables not also expensive.
Correct.
So
but on a per unit value basis, like your kangkong is going to be cheaper than your meat lah,
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.